The content of this program is intended for the blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with this one. This is from Good Housekeeping. I'm going to be doing part two of your 8-week healthy habits plan. We did part one in the last episode. So part two. As you struggle to conk out at night, you're not alone. As many as 5 million Americans have issues falling asleep, according to research from Iowa State University. And if you've got a cupboard full of failed sleep remedies, that's not your fault either. With so much information floating around, it's hard to separate fact from fiction. One thing's for sure, a good night's rest is important for everything from mood to immunity. A regular bedtime routine can do wonders to optimize snooze time and help you unwind. So, sticky habit tricks to help you sleep better. One, make it obvious. Put yourself to bed around the same time every night. That way it will be a policy, not a decision you can fudge on. Keep a book or a journal on your bedside table for screen-free unwinding. Smooth on a night cream whose scent tells you it's bedtime. Do some light stretching or find some other forms of zen to get you in the headspace for sleep. Whatever it is, do the same thing every evening. Place your phone out of arm's reach each night so you won't be tempted to doom scroll. This tends to stimulate your brain instead of quieting it down. Plus, with your phone across the room, it'll be impossible to hit snooze when your alarm goes off. Next, make it attractive. Think cave when you're setting up your bedroom for sleep, says Natalie Dautovich, Ph.D., an environmental scholar for the National Sleep Foundation. She recommends keeping the bedroom dark, quiet, and cool, less than 68 degrees, to create the optimal sleep environment. Make your bed with sheets that feel good to snuggle up in. Other experts recommend using lavender essential oil in a diffuser or mixing it with water and misting it on your pillow before bed. This scent has been shown to have relaxing effects. Make it easy. Set alarms for both bedtime and wake-up time and try setting one for when you need to put down electronic devices an hour or two before going to bed. The blue light digital screens emit is known to mess with production of melatonin, the sleep hormone. You can also try putting on a white noise machine or a fan to help drown out outside sounds. And last, make it satisfying. Feeling rested and restored is its own reward, but you can celebrate a night of good sleep by stirring in your favorite coffee mixer the next morning or enjoying a yummy fruit and yogurt parfait for breakfast. And I will continue with part three next week. From Good Housekeeping, some hot beach reads. I hope these are all available in Audible format for you. First, a feel-good book club pick, Holding Pattern by Jenny Xie. After enduring a devastating breakup and leaving her graduate program, Kathleen Chang is back living with her mom in Oakland and trying to figure out her next steps. But you know what they say, you really can't go home again. Her mom, Marissa, isn't the wallowing mess Kathleen cared for while growing up. She's happy, working out and drinking green juice as she prepares to marry a tech entrepreneur. When Kathleen takes a job as a professional cuddler, she finds herself figuring out not only her relationship with intimacy and what she owes her clients who come to for her to comfort, but also what she and her mom need from each other in their new relationship. Perfect for anyone who's ever had or been a mom. This is a story about cultural barriers and connection, how relationships can shift over time, and what we really owe one another that's both refreshingly unique and as familiar as a hug from a loved one. Next one, a piece of period fiction, The Housekeepers by Alex Hay, H-A-Y. Mrs. King wants revenge after getting fired from her position running a grand mansion, so she recruits an eclectic group of women to plan a heist. On the night of a costume ball, They'll rob it bare right under the nose of their elusive heiress host. But there's one thing Mrs. King craves even more than money, the truth. Fans of Bridgerton will love this one. How about a revenge rom-com? Goodbye, Earl, by Lisa Cross Smith, CrossSmith. This deliciously devilish tale follows best friends Rosemarie, Ada, Caroline, and Casey from their Hallicon high school days ruling the small town of Goldie to a wedding weekend more than a decade later when they reunite to find that little has changed and everything has. If you know the chick's song it's named for, Goodbye Earl, you may have an idea of how this one goes. And a small-time drama, The Crow Valley Karaoke Championships, by Allie Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. Crow Valley takes karaoke so seriously, even an escaped murderer can't derail the championship, and no one loved it more than the late Dale. A year after his death, residents get caught up in more drama than flubbed lyrics and wardrobe malfunctions in a madcap romp with a ton of heart. Murder Mystery by Rebecca McKannon. It's called Don't Forget the Girl, or M-C-K-A-N-N-A. 12 years ago, Abby Hartman, 18, disappeared, but her story has long been overshadowed by that of John Allen Blue, the serial killer suspected of her murder. Now that he's about to be executed, Abby's former best friends, Bree and Chelsea, reunite to share her story on a high-profile true crime podcast. Old resentments resurface, deeply buried secrets come out, and the past haunts them in this thought-provoking tale. How about an LGBTQ plus thriller called The Gulf by Rachel Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N. In Parson, Texas, a near-deserted town ravaged by a recent hurricane, Lou is renovating a decaying mansion for Miss Kate, who has always been like a mother to her. But when Miss Kate dies mysteriously, and Joanna, Miss Kate's estranged daughter and Lou's first crush, arrives in Parson, sinister secrets come to the surface. Read this one with the lights on. A piece of feminist fiction, Excavations by Kate Myers. Elise, Kara, and Zee, and Patty are all working on the same archaeological dig in Greece. But that's all they have in common. When they uncover something that could change history forever, they must decide whether they can put their differences aside to take down the powerful head of the dig. It's girl power fiction, with a side of history and a little love, too. And a BIPOC drama, B-I-P-O-C, You Were Always Mine, by Christine Pride, P-R-I-D-E, and Joe Piazza, P-I-A-Z-Z-A. In this moving novel, Cinnamon Haynes, a black woman, has fought hard for her quiet, stable life. So when she finds a baby in a park and makes the decision to bring the blonde-haired, blue-eyed newborn home, she risks exposing the truth about both her own past and the mom who left the baby there in the first place. From Good Housekeeping, how to keep your kids safe. The number one way, keep guns locked up. We fence off pools, lock up chemicals, and screen for food allergens. But some 4.6 million kids live in homes with loaded and unlocked firearms, according to research reported in a JAMA, that's Journal of American Medicine, publication. That's a big reason gun deaths have surpassed car crashes and illness as the top killer of children. Here's how you can protect your babies no matter how old they are. First, chat with other parents before every play date. I offer information about my home, says Joanna Thomas, Ph.D., a certified social worker and professor in Arkansas who does gun violence prevention education through Be Smart for Kids. I put it out there. I have 4 dogs, all kid-friendly, a pool with an alarm, and our meds are in a safe. She also informs other parents that she has 2 guns stored unloaded in safes separate from ammunition, the best way to prevent misuse. Sharing info makes it easy for the other parents to do the same, and doing it over text is even less awkward. We need to release the stigma. Just like we don't want our children getting into painkillers or the bourbon stash, we need to make firearms part of the list of things we ask about, Thomas says. Never underestimate curiosity. Of course, you tell them to stay away from guns, but how many times do we tell our children not to touch our cell phones, says Thomas. Children as young as 2 can fire a firearm, and it's so easy for them to grab. Having it up on a shelf isn't a deterrent either. Christmas gifts stored up high or in the back of a closet are accessible to a determined kid, and so are guns. Training kids isn't enough. Unfortunately, studies show that educating children in firearm safety does not necessarily prevent them from playing with a gun when no adults are supervising. We cannot rely on kids to keep themselves safe, says Dorothy Novick, M.D., a pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. The one time they find the firearm and can't help playing with it, that may be the difference between life and death. Gilvania McDowell and her husband, who was in the military, had taught their 14-year-old son, Jajuan, not to play with guns, yet Jajuan was unintentionally killed by another teen when he was visiting his uncle. Her family has been devastated. It's always an adult's responsibility to prevent unauthorized use of a gun, not a child's responsibility to avoid the gun, says Gilvania, a volunteer with Moms Demand Action, a gun safety group. I would never have imagined this, but you never know what a child will do with peer pressure, she says. And remember, suicide happens. Research shows that parents often have no idea of their adolescents' suicidal thoughts. It can be an incredibly impulsive act, says Dr. Novick, and 9 times out of 10, if you use a firearm to try to kill yourself, you will succeed. Gun suicide rates in young people went up 53% between 2011 and 2020, per Everytown data. Last, home safety isn't simple. Parents' intentions are good, but kids are often harmed by guns kept to protect them. Among those 12 and younger who are killed with a gun, 85% are shot in their own homes, and the vast majority of unintentional deaths among children are self-inflicted or at the hands of another child. If you keep firearms, secure storage is an absolute must, says Thomas, who discusses various types of safes that allow access within seconds while keeping children away from danger. Most of the gun owners I know are responsible, or want to be, and just need more information, she says. From Real Simple, 5 smart outdoor party tricks. Host a brilliant backyard bash with the help of these multitasking items. There are 5. Use aluminum trays to cool appetizers and salads. Nobody likes warm fruit salad. Keep those melon balls cool with 2 foil baking pans from the grocery store. Fill one about halfway with water and put it in the freezer. When it's frozen, place your fruit or pasta salad or potato salad or charcuterie or whatever in the second pan. Set the food-filled tray atop the tray of ice and serve. Even as the ice melts, the food won't get soggy. Use a garden flag stand to hold paper towels. Instead of using that mini flagpole to rep your favorite sports team, turn it into a handy station for your messier guests. Don't worry, it's only temporary. Take the flag off and push the stake into the ground near your picnic table. Then slide on a roll of paper towels. People can tear off what they need, and you won't have to chase down flying napkins when the wind blows through. Next, use a 6-pack carrier to corral condiments. After you've unloaded the beers into the cooler, restock the cardboard caddy with your cookout essentials, napkins, cutlery, ketchup, mustard, Trader Joe's Magnificauce, whatever. This little hack makes it easy to carry a bunch of stuff from the kitchen to the patio in one fell swoop, and guests can find what they need all in a single spot. Use herbs to repel bugs. Insects are officially uninvited to your summer soiree. Make a bouquet of fresh, pretty herbs like basil, mint, rosemary, and lavender, and set it on the table as a centerpiece. The herbs can help repel bugs thanks to their compounds and fragrances, and they smell great to humans. Some other time, little buggies. And last, cupcake liners. Use them to cover drinks. Planning on making a signature drink? We've got some great ideas later on in the show here or in the next show. Pick a pack of cupcake liners and some paper straws. Once a drink is poured, put an upside-down cupcake liner over the top and poke your straw through it. Instant cover, meaning instant protection from dirt, pollen, and bugs. Write people's names on the liners to help everyone remember which drink is theirs. Piece of, well, cupcake. From real simple mistakes you didn't know you were making, outdoor furniture. Deck out your patio like a pro by keeping these common yet avoidable errors in mind. And there are three. Your sense of scale is off. Inside, people often get furniture that's too big for the space. On the deck, it's the opposite. You'll likely need bigger pieces than you expect because they're going to look smaller once you put them in place. Before you buy anything, map it out with painter's tape and assess the floor plan. Next, you don't think in zones. One large patio can actually contain multiple rooms, such as a dining area, a lounging nook, even a cornhole tournament spot. Consider what's important to you and break up the space with furniture, outdoor rugs, and lighting. You pick the wrong cushions. A cute pattern isn't the only thing that matters. Darker colors are best, as soil shows up easily on lighter materials. You also want a performance fabric that's dirt repellent and UV and mildew resistant. We love the Sunbrella brand. And ideally, the covers can be removed and tossed into the wash. From Woman's Day, staff favorites, shortcut side dishes. Round out dinner with Rex from our test kitchen. First, a freezer find. Made with olive oil and Parmesan, this vegetable won't need extra seasoning. It's Green Giant restaurant-style garlic Parmesan green beans, about $5 in grocery stores. The next one, the most loved mashed potatoes. Get Lux creamy potatoes with zero peeling, chopping, or boiling. Get Simply Potatoes, traditional mashed potatoes, about $4 in grocery stores. And a star slaw. Thinly shaved broccoli stems make this mix stand out. Just add dressing. It's Trader Joe's organic broccoli slaw, $2.50. Obviously at Trader Joe's. From Magnolia Network, I had done a couple of weeks ago a little bit about different kinds of salt. And I didn't get through all the recipes. I've got one left, finishing salt. This salt goes by many names, such as fleur de sel, Maldon, sel grease, and pink Himalayan. You only need a pinch of these flakes to add texture and flavor to finished dishes like fresh salads, warm cookies, cooked veggies, and grilled meats. Try sprinkling a dash on slices of bread smeared with butter or a light dusting on top of your favorite ice cream. And the recipe, chocolate chip cookies. Prep time 15 minutes, bake time 10. We need 2.5 cups all-purpose flour, 1 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon sea salt, 2 cups packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter at room temp, 2 large eggs, 1 1/2 teaspoons vanilla, 1 1/2 cups semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 to 1 1/2 teaspoons finishing salt, such as fleur de sel, Maldon, or sel grease. Arrange a rack in the center of the oven. Preheat oven to 350. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Stir together flour, baking soda, and sea salt in a medium bowl. Place brown sugar and butter in a stand mixer fitted with the paddle attachment, or use an electric hand mixer and a large bowl. Beat on medium-high until light and fluffy, at least 3 minutes. Add eggs. Beat until blended. Add vanilla. Beat until blended. Turn off mixer and add flour mixture. Beat on medium just until flour is mixed in, then Turn the mixer to high for a few seconds to pull the dough together. It will be chunky. Add chocolate chips. Beat on high to thoroughly and quickly mix in the chips about 5 seconds. Drop dough by large spoonfuls, about 1 tablespoon each, on the prepared baking sheet. Don't flatten the dough. Sprinkle the tops with finishing salt. Bake 10 to 11 minutes or until lightly browned on top. Cool on a pan 1 minute more. Transfer cookies to a wire rack to cool completely. Repeat with remaining dough. And this makes about 40 cookies. From Woman's Day, crispy chicken salad. Active time, 15 minutes. Total is 35, and it serves 4. We start off with 4 cups corn flakes, slightly crushed, 1/2 cup buttermilk divided, 4 5 to 6 ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1/2 teaspoon cayenne, kosher salt and pepper, 1/4 cup of sour cream, 1 1/2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon, Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon fresh tarragon chopped, 6 cups torn little gem or green leaf lettuce, 1/2 a medium bulb of fennel, cored and thinly sliced, 1 small seedless cucumber, cut into matchsticks, and 2 tablespoons chopped fresh chives. Heat oven to 400. Line rimmed baking sheet with nonstick foil. Place corn flakes in a shallow bowl. Using 1/4 cup of buttermilk, brush chicken breasts on all sides, then season with cayenne, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Coat chicken in corn flakes, pressing gently to help them adhere, and place on prepared baking sheet. Bake until cooked through, 15 to 20 minutes. Slice if desired. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together the sour cream, vinegar, mustard, remaining 1/4 cup buttermilk, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in the tarragon. Add lettuce and toss to coat, then fold in fennel and cucumber. Serve with chicken and sprinkle with chives. And did you know, the acidity in buttermilk helps tenderize the chicken. You can also use a half tablespoon lemon juice, which is 1.5 teaspoons, mixed with just under 1/2 cup of milk. So you don't have to buy buttermilk special. You can kind of make your own. From Woman's Day, frittata breakfast croissant. You know I love that word, croissant. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 40, and it serves 4. We need 6 slices of bacon, 4 large croissants, 8 large eggs, 1/4 cup of milk, 2 ounces cheddar cheese, coarsely grated, about 1/2 cup, plus more for topping, 1 small green pepper cut into 1/4-inch pieces, 1/2 cup baby spinach chopped. Heat oven to 375. Line rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. In a large skillet, cook bacon on medium-low, flipping occasionally until crisp, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer to paper towel-lined plate, cut into pieces when cool. Meanwhile, trim domed top of each croissant and remove bread inside to create a well in the croissant. Save trimmings for another use. Place croissants on medium baking sheet. In a medium bowl, beat eggs with milk, stir in cheese, green pepper, and spinach. Divide egg mixture among croissants and top with bacon and additional cheese if desired. Bake until egg is set, 22 to 25 minutes. Anything goes. Croissants are the perfect vessel for leftovers. Add sautéed mushrooms or spinach plus eggs and bake up an easy breakfast. And to go with, or to have instead, who knows, your choice, orange ginger smoothie. Active and total time, both 5 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 2 cups fresh orange juice, 1 cup ice cubes, 1/2 cup vanilla yogurt, 1 tablespoon honey, 1 2-inch piece of ginger, which is about 1 ounce, peeled and sliced, 1 teaspoon ground turmeric, optional, and 2 drops pure vanilla extract, also optional. In a blender, puree all those ingredients together until smooth, about 1 minute. From Good Housekeeping, pea and ricotta omelets. This is so you can have breakfast for dinner. Active and total time, both 20 minutes. Heat oven to 350. Mash half cup frozen peas, thawed. Transfer half the mashed peas to a large bowl along with 4 large eggs. 1 tablespoon each ricotta and chives, thinly sliced. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Whisk all together until well combined. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in medium oven-proof nonstick skillet on medium. Add egg mixture and quickly stir until eggs begin to set and form medium-sized curds, 1 to 2 minutes. Top with 1/4 cup whole frozen peas, thawed. Transfer to the oven and bake until eggs are set, 1 to 2 minutes. Slide omelet onto the serving plate, folding in half, then top with 1 tablespoon ricotta and 1 1/2 tablespoons mint leaves sliced. Repeat with the same ingredients to make your second omelet. And this serves 4. And a 5-ingredient dinner, and they're fudging that a little bit because they're not counting things like salt and pepper. But anyway, creamy kale pasta. Active time and total time are both 25 minutes. Cook 12 ounces of short pasta like orecchiette or gemelli per package directions. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking water. Drain and return the pasta to the pot. While the pasta cooks in food processor, pulse 2 scallions, which have been roughly chopped, and 3 cups baby kale to a fine chop. Add 1/2 cup cottage cheese, 1/3 cup grated parmesan, and 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper, and pulse to combine. Scrape down the sides, then with the machine running, gradually add 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil and puree until smooth. Toss pasta with sauce to coat, then toss with 1/3 cups baby kale, adding 2 of tablespoons of the reserved pasta water as necessary to help the kale wilt. Serve topped with additional parmesan and freshly cracked pepper. And this serves 4. And we've got time for one last one. Pesto shrimp and zucchini skewers. This from Good Housekeeping. Active and total time 20 minutes. 1 pound large peeled and deveined shrimp, a medium zucchini sliced into half moons, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, and 1/3 cup prepared pesto, divided. Heat your grill to medium high. In a large bowl, toss shrimp and zucchini with oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Thread onto skewers and grill, turning occasionally till shrimp is opaque throughout 4 to 5 minutes. Brush with 2 tablespoons pesto and serve with remaining pesto for dipping. And this serves 4. Quick reminder, the 15th of July is Give Something Away Day, just saying. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine and hope that you'll listen next time. This is Jean Latchaw reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Ladies Mags is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening. Bye now.